Who needs spy balloons? China has its electronic eyes all over Texas. It's Tuesday, March 14th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
The Texas Senate passed legislation yesterday, once again making illegal voting a felony in the Lone Star State. We'll get to those details in a moment, but first up, you probably saw the video already on TV, but a rumor on a Facebook page led to throngs of illegal aliens attempting to cross the U.S.-Mexico border on Sunday afternoon. Video footage showed hundreds, possibly thousands, of mostly Venezuelan immigrants rushing the border crossing. Federal agents implemented port hardening measures, that's razor wire and concrete barriers, because of the potential threat of mass entry. Meanwhile, the Mexican military attempted, to their credit, to keep people on the Mexico side of the border. After several hours, the situation was diffused and the bridge reopened for normal activity, whatever that is these days. School choice is a priority for Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and the Texas GOP this year. That effort is coming into sharper legislative focus in the Senate with the filing of legislation creating education savings accounts that would be administered by the Office of the Texas Comptroller. Legislation authored by Republican State Senator Brandon Creighton of Conroe is Patrick's preferred vehicle for school choice. It'd provide $8,000 of state funding per year for each student enrolled in the program. Unlike other ESA proposals in the legislature this year, homeschooling expenses wouldn't be eligible for reimbursement in the version put forward by Patrick and Creighton. Their measure also includes a carve-out for rural districts. Any school district with less than 20,000 enrolled students would get an extra $10,000 for every student that leaves. Here's the interesting part. Of just over 1,000 school districts in Texas, 949 have fewer than 20,000 students. That includes urban and exceedingly wealthy school districts like those in Prosper, Lake Travis, Alamo Heights, and Highland Park. Proposed legislation to ban taxpayer-funded lobbying received a hearing in the Senate State Affairs Committee yesterday, where taxpayers and even some local government officials push against the practice. For example, Galveston County Treasurer Hank Duggie testified in favor of a ban. He said these taxpayer-funded lobbying organizations have co-opted the clout and status of local government entities and officials for their own special interests and purposes. Melissa Martin is a public school teacher who took aim at the Texas Association of School Boards for undermining the parent-child relationship. Authoring the ban is Republican State Senator Mays Middleton of Wallaceville, who explained his measure would simply prohibit public funds from being used to hire registered lobbyists. Bans on taxpayer-funded lobbying have passed several times in the Texas Senate in recent years, only to be killed in the Texas House. Drones built by the Chinese Communist Party are embedded in Texas government, representing a clear and present danger to Texan security. An investigative series this week at Texas Scorecard looks at the ways China is spying on the U.S. While Americans fixated on the Chinese spy balloon several weeks ago, the CCP has a far more extensive espionage project running in Texas and elsewhere. State and local law enforcement agencies are using CCP-made drones for a variety of purposes, which security experts say could be feeding sensitive data directly to Beijing. China's flooded the drone market worldwide, and competition is scarce. The threat posed by China's drones has been widely recognized across the political spectrum in the U.S., but little has been done to confront it. One expert said the choice is either cheap, well-functioning drones from the CCP or poorly made, expensive ones from California. CCP drones are currently being used by the Texas Military Department and the Texas Department of Public Safety, among others. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The Luke Macias Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Macias, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
The Texas Senate gave initial approval yesterday to legislation restoring felony penalties for illegal voting. Senate Bill 2 passed along party lines, 19 Republicans to 12 Democrats. The legislation returns the penalty for illegal voting to a second-degree felony, reversing a provision inserted by House Republicans in the 2021 Comprehensive Election Integrity Bill. The House Republicans downgraded illegal voting from a felony to a Class A misdemeanor at the behest of Democrats in their chamber. Illegal voting is a collection of offenses that include stealing votes, double voting, and other forms of cheating. The Senate fix is authored by Brian Hughes, a Republican from Mineola. He explained to his colleagues that the House's amendment in 2021 hadn't been discussed or debated when it was added at the last minute. According to Hughes, illegal voting has been a felony for 50 years in Texas. The legislation now goes to the House for consideration. It'll most likely go to the House Committee on Elections, which is chaired by Sherman Republican Reggie Smith. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Sully Rice, Robert Montoya, Brandon Waltons, Aaron Anderson, and Daryl Frost. The Texas Minute was produced today by Walker York in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.